Image Bearers with Dr. Tim Davis.
A reflex is an automatic response. You don't think about it. In medicine, we use reflexes to evaluate the health of the nervous system. The reflex bypasses your cerebral cortex, bypasses your head. You don't have to think about it. That's why it's so fast. The reflex is an arc. There's an arc between when I hit the tendon, there are little organs in there called Golgi tendon organs. And when a tendon is stretched, Golgi tendon organs send an impulse into the spinal cord. The spinal cord reacts immediately back to the muscle and tells the muscle the tendon is being stretched. You have to react to that, and you have to do it darn quick. So the muscle reacts immediately. The brain does not even get involved. The upper brain doesn't get involved. It tells us the health of the peripheral nervous system. The arc is working. It's a feedback system. It's a three-point system. If that's not there, there's some pathology. Something is blocking that arc. Any number of things that can block the arc neurologically that cause the reflex not to respond. But something's wrong if that doesn't happen, because it should happen automatically. What's the test medically? A hammer on a tendon. Now there's also a reflex that evaluates the health of your relationship with God. If healthy, just like that tendon, it can do nothing else. The muscle reacts to that test because it's a consequence of a healthy nervous system. It's not thought about, it's not planned. There's a consequence that will be automatic as a consequence of a healthy relationship that you have with God. If it's not there, there's a pathology. There's something blocking the arc, just like the neurological arc. Think of a triangle. You, God, back to another person. That's the arc. You, God, back to another person. If there's something blocking that, your response will not be automatic. You will do something else. There'll be another consequence. And what's the test? We had a test with a reflex hammer. What's the test of your healthy relationship with God? How willing are you to forgive those who have wronged you? And not only forgive, how willing are you to lovingly forgive those who have wronged you? Jesus calls it forgive, and he said not only forgive, he said forgive from the bottom of your heart. That's the test. If you don't pass it, there's a pathology. Something's blocking the arc between you, God, and the other person. If you have genuinely repented and genuinely been forgiven, you will be genuinely forgiving. You can do nothing else. That's the reflex. That's the arc. That's the test. It's not how to get in. It shows who is in. If you're not forgiving, and not only forgiving, but lovingly forgiving from the bottom of your heart, here's the pathology. A superficial repentance / forgiveness experience. Do you think back on that experience and fall to your knees in gratitude? Do you look back on your forgiveness repentance experience and say, like David in the 32nd Psalm, where he pours out his heart to God and he says, I deserve nothing but condemnation and God has forgiven me. Who do you need to forgive? How's the arc in your life? We think that forgiving somebody is so magnanimous of us, and we're really letting somebody off the hook, and how gracious of me to be that forgiving person. It all makes sense to me now. The fifth beatitude makes sense to me now. Blessed are the merciful, because they will receive mercy. The Lord's Prayer, the fifth petition, makes sense to me now. Forgive us, Lord, with the same way that we forgive others. When I forgive and you forgive, remember the ark, I'm healed. I'm free.